your hands. Wave your hands right now. Let's give God a wave offering, because God is in this place right now. God is in this space, and I can feel his presence. Can you feel his presence in here? If you can feel his presence, you ought to let him know. If you can feel his presence, you ought to thank him. If you can feel his presence, just let's magnify the Lord for a second. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We believe. We believe. We believe. Oh, it's a sweet spirit in this place. Amen. Amen. Oh, I thank you. Your glory is in here right now. I believe you're moving already. I believe you're touching bodies already. I believe, matter of fact, somebody came in here sick, and I believe your healing is in the room right now. I believe that God is pouring out his spirit in this place. Dear Lord, do what you want to do, dear Father God. You don't need me. You can do it all by yourself. I just ask you to keep on moving in this place. Thank you, dear Father God. I thank you for how you're fixing it right now. I thank you for how you're healing right now. Dear Lord, pour your oil. It's your house. Pour your oil, dear Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm grateful. Oh, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. My God. I'm grateful. Amen, amen, amen. There is a word from the Lord. I won't belabor the moment. Dear Father God, have your will, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, as you already know, we've shared, we're in our Promote Me Jesus series. And we're in the Promote Me Jesus series. And in that series, the whole series is going to come and deal with the life of Joseph. It's going to deal with the life of Joseph. But one thing that I realized is, and I just mentioned that I'm grateful. And that segues really well, because I realized that we cannot get caught up in our promotion in us without dealing with the fact that some people came before us. Amen. And so the reason that we're dealing with this text will set up the whole series, because before there was a Joseph, there was a man named Jacob and a woman named Rachel. Amen. So we're going to jump into the 29th chapter. And I'm going to read you just this one piece. Now, Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, I will work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel. Amen. Now, here in this particular text, we see that there's an individual, and he goes to a place, and he's looking for a spouse. He's looking for a woman and that he can have as a spouse, and he sees this woman that he falls in love with, and he wants her to be his own wife. But even when he finds her, he realizes, even when the father asks, well, what is it that I can give you? How can I bless you? And he asks for one thing. I would like your daughter's hand in marriage. But he didn't just say, I like that, and that's fine, that's it. And he said, and I'll work 7 years for what it is that I want. And I believe that in this Promote Me Jesus series, that we all have something that we have in mind. We all have a vision for some things that we would like to have in our life. But the reality is, once we picture what it is that we want, we also have to be willing to pull up our sleeves. See, these are a little too tight. They wouldn't go up. I couldn't get the good motion of it. But we've got to be willing to pull up our sleeves and do some work to get what it is that we want. And we can see that this was that type of man. This was the type of man that was willing to put in the work. He was willing to do what it took to get what it is that he wanted. And unlike, just like many of us, he encounters some of the challenges that we encounter. Anybody end up going to a particular company and you were told that you were going to be able to, it's going to be a place that had advancement. You were told that when you work for this firm that they had a lot of opportunity here. This is a great place to come to, but it seems like your opportunities move for a while, but you haven't been able to feel them moving anymore. Maybe it was not a work situation, Maybe it was a relationship situation. Maybe you met an individual and they'd be like, I'm trying to tell you, being in relationship with me is going to be great. You're not going to be able to find anybody that's going to be a hard worker, a provider. You're not going to be able to find somebody that's going to take care of you better. And here it is, once you get in the situation, there's sort of like something that happens that makes you scratch your head, amen? I'm scratching my head. I don't have much hair here. It's starting to grow back. Some of y'all didn't know who was here last week when I shaved my head bald. Like, who is this imposter in the Love AME pulpit? But it's a little bit of it's coming back. Not all of it. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. But in the midst of it, here he is. He does his part. He's working not 7 days. He's not working, and surely wasn't 7 hours, not 7 months, but 7 hard years. For what he wants. So 7 is the year of completion. So he was ready to get what he completed. So he went to him and he already understood completion. He had put his 7 years in. He didn't come in complaining. He didn't show up late. He didn't leave early. He didn't put in excuse after excuse of why he needed to never be at work. He didn't do those things. Neither can we. Neither can we take breaks on our profession. Neither can we take breaks in our family. If your family is broken, then you need to put in some work to make your family better. You need to do some sacrifice and pull up your sleeves and help your family get better. You may have a relationship and you say, well, my relationship's rocky. When the last time you've been to a seminar? When the last time you've been to counseling? When the last time you did anything to invest in your relationship? The reality is, if we want promotion in the different areas of our lives, then we need to step up in our lives and be willing to do what we must do. But sometimes we got to have the wherewithal that when challenges come, that we don't let a challenge take us out. It'd have been very easy when he woke up that day and he looked and see she was covered, so he wasn't able to see who it was. He was so excited. I don't know about you, but I really believe he turned up. I think he turned up that night. I think he turned up because it had been 7 years. He was partying. He finally got Rachel. He turned up. They had this great feast, and he wakes up and he looks. He's like, hold up. That's not right. This is the one with the weak eyes. I didn't order the weak eyes. I ordered Rachel. She was beautiful in form. She was banging. She was beautiful. I want the one from the video. But the reality is, this is what happened. He was like, this isn't what I put all my hard work. He said, well, listen, this is not our custom. Anybody end up in a job situation and they didn't tell you about one of their particular policies, which was just pops up. Oh, we forgot to let you know that whenever this happens, you have to do this. I remember I had a particular situation, and what happened was they said, we didn't let you know that your particular leave doesn't roll over after this date. I'm like, well, that'd have been some good information to have, don't you think? But sometimes you'll have these problems that occur in your relationship. Oh, I didn't tell you? My family is crazy. I thought you knew. But we'll end up with these situations which would seem like perfect, right above these doors, this exit sign. So it would seem like perfect exits. It seems like that would be the time that he would have wanted to pack up and roll out. Oh, okay, so you do me like that? I'm out. But he said, no, I'm going to give you her too, but I need 7 more years of work. You know what he did? He finished out the week. So there was a particular week in the custom. And so you had to spend that week with the wife. And so he had that week with Leah. But the next week he was given who he had worked them 7 years for. He was able to get Rachel. He didn't have to wait another 7 years to get her. He got her. But then he also had to commit to 7 more. But he saw her as worth it. Do you see your dream as worth it? Do you see your relationship as worth it? Do you see your family as worth it? Does anybody see their family, their relationship, their dream as worth it? I see mine as worth it. So I'm willing to do what I have to do. If I have to be up at 3:30 a.m. working on a computer to try to make this church better, I'm going to do it. If I have to get up earlier than I ever would want to get up, and what I say, one of them, you know, the rooster probably, he ain't even woke up, and I'm up. But that's probably because I got one of the most awesome women in the world who wakes me up, amen? But the thing is, will you do what it takes? Because if we're not willing to do what it takes, there's no reason to come to church. There's no reason to go to school. There's no reason to go to work, because you're not going to get any promotion. Promotion is going to be given to those who are willing to work for it. And even when the wrinkles of life hit you, you can't take that wrinkle and say, oh, I'm going to quit. Beyonce had it. I know we finished the Lemonade series, but she said, I'm going to keep running, because winners never quit on themselves. You all are winners. And if you're a winner, then you can't quit on yourself just because problems and situations aren't what you want them to be. Amen. So in this, you got to be willing to press forward. On this, you got to be willing to say, I don't care if the bumps or the bruises come. I don't care what comes my way. I'm willing to press on. I don't care how many times the kids wake me up in the middle of the night. I don't care because they're my kids. This is my opportunity while they're small to love them and nurture them. Pretty soon, they're not going to want to be bothered with me. They're going to be with their friends. You got to use your opportunities. You got to use your bumps and bruises because God says that I will use all things for the good of those that love the Lord according to his purposes. So that means when you are in the midst of your situation, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's in the family, wherever it may be, you may just be doing something simple. You say, hey, I don't have all that grand stuff, but some of you got a plan for a business. Some of you got a plan for a book, but you're meeting hurdles. If you're meeting hurdles, do I got any people who have met some hurdles? Learn from the Olympians and be a hurdler. Learn from the Olympians and jump over them. Learn from the Olympians and learn how to effectively jump over the hurdles of life so that you can move on. Don't let anything stop you, but press on. And that's what he did. He did everything that he needed to do. And why am I telling you this? Because I believe that when he saw Rachel, he didn't just see Rachel and just him and her, but he was able to see past her, and he was able to see them and what they would have. And that's why we'll be in a series dealing with Joseph. But before there was a Joseph, there was a Jacob who was willing to put in the hard work. And the wrinkles didn't stop there, because even after that, he had to figure out a way. How am I going to get out of here and take care of my family? How am I going to have to provide? But I don't want to get stuck right there, because what I want you to realize, that to promote means to achieve something, to advance in rank and dignity. And I don't know about you, but could anybody, do you think our society could stand a little bit more dignity these days? Do you think that anybody in here want to advance in their family? Anybody want to see your family stop making all the mistakes that the family makes? The reality is, if we would stop making so many mistakes, the family would be better. We don't need to always look at everybody else, because it's real easy to see who in your family isn't doing what. But it's a little bit tougher to get in that mirror and saying, wow, Chris, what are you not doing? Wow, Chris, what could you do better? Wow, Chris, why didn't you do X, Y, Z? You see, and then there's another thing we can look at. Another thing that we can look at is when we look at others, when we look at our jobs, when we look at situations, we can stop paying attention to the speck and look at the big picture. Because if you were here at Bible study, you'll understand that we put a mark on our whiteboard. And I said, we could be, I could be upset. Like, why do I have a whiteboard that got all this gunk on it? Why do I have a whiteboard with a spot on it, God? You know, I'm trying. And the amazing thing is, I was trying to clean the ink off of it, and that sticky area just right before our eyes in Bible study just came off. It wouldn't come off. I tried cleaning that thing for a long time on a lot of situations, but right in the midst of it, it cleaned off. But in the midst of the lesson was, I drew a circle around the spot, but then I drew a bigger circle around that spot and a bigger circle. And the question is, I have a whole lot of board, but only a small portion of it has a mess on it. Maybe if we were more grateful for what's right, then we could refocus and look at our job with gratitude. Maybe we could look at the fact that the job gives us a paycheck that helps us pay for our food, pay for our living, pay for our lifestyles, pay for our children, the people that we love. Maybe if we looked at our family different, maybe we'll be able to realize. I had a situation with my daughter one time, and she was cutting up. Baby girl was cutting up. But I got her in the car, and I said, you know what? I'm not sure if I'm going to allow you to participate in water play. So people with little kids know about water play. So tell me, should you participate? And she said, yes. Yes, I should participate. I said, now, you just cut up. So tell me why you should participate in water play. And the brilliant daughter I have, she's a ball. She's only four, but she's a ball. She said, Daddy, when you told me to go downstairs, I did. I said, well, give me another reason. Well, you told me to put my shoes on, and I put my shoes on, Daddy. And I said, well, why else? She said, because when you said go to the car, I went to the right car, and I got in. I was like, well, you know what? With answers like that, I believe you got a strong future. I believe that success is all over you. And because that you were able to show me some good reasons that I had not even calculated, I hadn't added that up. All I looked at, it was the one thing that I was asking her to do something, and she wasn't doing it right. But I didn't realize in her mind she had already had to listen to me a whole lot already. She's probably ready for me to shut up like some of you are. But I need you to know, There was a blessing in it. And then I went and threw it to the brother. I said, now this was like the wild card, because he could have went either way. You know, you're the older brother. Sometimes you want to see the little brother, the little sister get in trouble. I know that my brother did. They used to get me in trouble. But what happened was, I said, now, Israel, should Zion go to water play? He said, yes, daddy. I said, now, give me a reason. He said, because yesterday she was a perfect angel. I'm like, all right, I'm done. She's going to water play. But I need you to know that God will put an Israel in your life. Because matter of fact, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And he'll put somebody in your life that when they're deciding what's going to happen for you, there'll be someone in the room that say yes, because they did this report and they knocked it out the park. There'll be somebody saying, well, should you stay with that woman? Yes, I should stay with that woman. Yes, you need to stay with that woman. That woman been with you when you was broke, busted, and disgusted. Pick yourself up and look in the mirror and realize what you got and who you have. Somebody, I don't know what you're dealing with, but there's going to be people that are going to speak on your behalf and help you to get promoted. Do you believe it? Some of you are wondering, how can I ever get the breakthrough that I need? You're going to get the breakthrough because God's going to provide it, but you're going to have to work. So in this text, we see that you're going to have to work, but I also need you to understand that will people be placed strategically just for you, just for you, just for you, just for you. Sometimes somebody complete stranger may be on the bus and have a conversation with your loved one and tell them, you know what, you're wrong, you need to go and do it better. I remember I had a brother came to me and he said, listen, man, my wife is tripping. She's upset about XYZ. By the time we finished the conversation, I said, no, you go, because he was tripping. He was the one tripping, but he didn't even realize he was tripping. He was the tripper, but didn't realize. I said, go to your wife, apologize, and look at the, and I gave him a way to look at the whole situation differently. Look at the situation differently. And he was so excited about that thing. He said, matter of fact, we don't even need counseling. We good. And ever since I seen them, they good, because he was able to look at what seemed like the spot and look at it differently. I challenge you all to look at your situation differently, because God can promote you right where you are. He promoted a man who was in a field. And when he left, he had a family, a big family. He had cattle. He had everything he stood in need of. I don't care what you stand in need of on today. I just need you to know that God will provide. God will provide. God will give you everything you stand in need of. Do you believe it today? Let's give God honor. Let's give God glory. Let's give God some praise. Amen. If everybody would please stand. You know, it's easy to feel sometimes like we're on the outside of life. It's easy to feel like everybody else gets the good breaks, but we're stuck without the breaks in life. It's easy to look at what we don't have and forget all that we do have: health, wealth, the activity of our limbs. We can talk, we can see, we can hear. This series that we're in is going to be about growing us as a people, that we would be a people that would see the promotions that God has, that we would live the life of abundance that God has for us, but also that we would be promoters of Jesus. Amen? But in order for us to promote Jesus, we got to know Jesus. Amen? So if you're not saved, I'm going to give you a high recommendation that you would come and get to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you're not saved, or if you don't have a church home, I ask that you come here and take a preacher's hand, but give God your heart. Amen. So right now, I have a call for salvation and a call for church membership. If you're not connected with a church and you need a church home, or you want to give your life to Christ, I'm going to tell you, we're not a perfect church, but we serve a perfect God, and we're striving to get better every day. Amen. If you want to join this church or give your life to Christ, or even want to rededicate your faith, I just ask that you come down this aisle. Amen. Let me tell you, coming down the aisle can feel like a difficult thing, but just feel like everybody's looking at me. But ain't nobody in here got no hell, or heaven for you. Nobody in this room is orchestrating the blessings that God has for you. If you want to join this church, the doors are open. Amen? Amen, amen. Watching online, if you want to get connected with Love AME Church, if you want to give your life to Christ or you want to join the church, we just ask that you inbox me. I'll get connected. Make sure I have your contact information. I'll call you. I'll pray with you. And we just believe in faith. That right now, let's have a prayer. Dear Father God, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to live your way and not my own. I know now I'm saved. I'm filled with your spirit. In Jesus' name. And somebody say amen. Amen and amen. I now turn this over to our stewardess who will prepare our communion service. You may be seated.